His most senior Catholic cleric has appeared in court to answer historic sex abuse offences. Lawyers for Cardinal George Pell indicated he will plead not guilty to all offences. Channel 10 News reporter Catherine Firkin has been in court today. Catherine, I understand the Cardinal had to be shepherded into court by police.
Yes, that's right, Rachel. And I have to tell you, it's difficult to describe just how chaotic the scene was at the Melbourne Magistrates Court today. Media from all over the world were gathering outside the court from as early as 5 a.m. Thankfully, I wasn't out there quite that early, but it didn't take long for the precinct to be completely packed with people. In fact, some people were just spilling out onto William Street, which is one of Melbourne's busiest roads. So it was just this feeling of almost hysteria. And when George Pell actually arrived, there were dozens of police officers flanking him as he tried to walk from a nearby legal office to the court. And that turned into just an incredible scrum. Media were hurling questions at him, and there were also members of the public hurling abuse. The police were really struggling to keep control of that process at times. And at one stage, they even had to stop traffic when things just became all too unsafe. So it really was an incredible scene. But for all that chaos outside, the actual court proceedings were extremely brief. George Pell himself only appeared for less than 10 minutes. I think I looked at my phone and it was about 8 minutes from the time he came out and then disappeared again. And during that time, as you mentioned, his barrister told the court he will plead not guilty to all sex offence allegations.
Was anyone there from the church itself?
Well, there certainly were supporters and people who appeared to be supporting the Catholic Church. There was a woman I spoke to with a handmade banner that said, "Thank you for helping my family." And I spoke to her afterwards and she said that she had had reason to meet with Cardinal Pell in the past and she said he was a very kind man. And there were also people there who were seemed to just be supporting the Catholic Church itself, and they made comments that they were praying for him and things like that. But I must say that the protesters and the survivors of child sex abuse certainly outnumbered any supporters. People were continually yelling abuse outside court. Things like face the justice, you were supposed to protect the children, those sort of comments. So it was a very heated and very emotional scene.
How did Cardinal Pell appear during his court appearance?
Well, I must say he looked very pale. We do know that he has been battling health concerns. And, you know, just from my opinion, he didn't look like someone who was in absolutely the best state of health. But it is difficult to know what he was thinking or feeling because he didn't say anything during this whole process. He really did keep his eyes to the ground for most of the time. And he was, as you mentioned, shepherded by so many police that it was difficult to get very close to him.
What's been the reaction there, Catherine, from the public to this?
Well, the magnitude of the Catholic Church's child sex abuse scandal really came to light earlier this year during the Royal Commission when it was found that I think it was around 4,500 people across Australia had made claims of child sex abuse over the past 35 years. Many of those victims did grow up in Victoria, so it's really not surprising that the public reaction to this has been so huge. We certainly are seeing a general feeling among the public that they're really glad to see this trial occur and that it might be the end of what has been a really difficult chapter for the Catholic Church.
Catherine Firkin, Channel 10 News in Melbourne. Thank you. Coming up in a moment, Barry Soper, our political editor, with a look at the day's goings on.